Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Now, what about the history of the prayers? Is there any specific history that fascinates you the most? What's the oldest prayer? What's the longest prayer? What's the prayer that somebody else may have a devotion to a certain saint, and they may have also had a devotion to Saint Joseph? You mentioned a saint in the first segment that I was not familiar with.
And which saint was that?
I'm not familiar with, so I can't remember his name.
Saint Andre Bossette.
That's it. Saint Andre Bossette.
Yeah, he was in Canada, Montreal, and he's the one that built the Saint Joseph Oratory up there. So whenever you get a chance to go to Montreal, it is one of the greatest churches. I think it's the third largest church, which would be kind of ironic because you have St. Peter's, of course, is number one, and I think number two might be Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., and then I think the third largest or dome or basilica or whatever would be St. Joseph's in Montreal. He was just a caretaker, a doorman, a brother. He was never a priest, very humble man, and God worked great miracles through him and his devotion to St. Joseph, and that's a whole chapter in the book, just miracles to inspire you to have a devotion to St. Joseph like St. Andre Bossette did and become St. Joseph's best friend after St. Andre Bossette and Dr. Brian Kitchick.
And Dr. Brian Kitchick is our guest. Did you discover anything, or is there anything in the historical record to be discovered about why, for example, in our church, on the left-hand side, there is a beautiful statue of Our Lady holding the baby Christ, and on the right-hand side, off to the wings on either side of the high altar, there is a statue of Saint Joseph, and he has a lily, and he always has a lily in his hand. All the statues I've seen him, he has a lily. Do we know why there's a lily in those statues?
Well, the lily symbolizes holy purity. So Mary will be seen with a lily sometimes as well, but St. Joseph, of course, that becomes epitomized. So holy purity, and that's chapter 6 in the book.
Okay.
St. Joseph will help you to be pure. I do believe you were talking about, we were talking about the family, and the purity right now is a major attack. And they thought that was the primary attack, that they're trying to destroy purity in the world, to, kind of separate us and kind of divide us into little segments that they can control and dominate. But I really think they use purity as a tool, but it's only a tool to destroy the family. So the family is their goal, and how can they get the family the best way? One of the ways is through impurity. One of the ways is, if you want to get a divorce, single mothers, okay, we're going to finance you. But if you do get married, we're going to take away all of those benefits. So if you wanted to, get Medicaid or something like that, that's great. You qualify until you get married. The day you get married, gone. You're now rich.
And then so
you're punished
right,
for marriage, in this country at least.
And then we get the terminology that is still in use today, and that is that people can live in Josephine marriages. And of course, if you can say the Blessed Virgin Mary, and if you can say her husband, Saint Joseph, in the next breath, well, if you are not going to be a heretic or an apostate, well, then she's still a Blessed Virgin. and therefore the terminology Josephine marriage, that Joseph didn't kick her out, as Doc said in the first segment, and he did provide her a home, and he did did stay as the foster parent, the foster dad of our Lord, and he stayed in it, and he stayed in it for not the material cause that most people in the modern world are told that marriage is for. And I think, you know, that used to be a common part of terminology, because some people that became that would go from laity, Doc, and to being brothers or sisters that were in marriages would then live Josephine marriages. And of course, it's named for St. Joseph.